Hello, welcome everybody to the News and Shit podcast, where we present to you news and shit. I am one of your hosts, Robert, and my co-host, say your goddamn name.
Thanks, I'm getting there. It's Desiree.
All right, she is my sister and I am her brother. Random fun fact of the day. So we are going to give you a couple news stories, talk a little bit of shit, play a game, and end on a happy news story. So, Des, would you like to start first?
Sure. So I'm going to start with one of the news stories that I found. Quite interesting because I have a four-year-old. You have a four-year-old, so I feel like you get this. There was a Minnesota boy, 4 years old, that took his grandfather's vehicle out for a joyride after he was craving candy. And
candy was it? What kind of candy did it say?
Apparently Reese's Cups.
Oh, that's some good shit.
Yeah, so he had to go and take his grandfather's car out for the Reese's Cups, and they said he was driving erratic at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And
it's kind of hard to drive erratic at 10 to 15 miles per hour.
That's kind of what I felt like, but apparently along the way, he ended up hitting a lot of mailboxes, destroying them. He clipped a tree, and he broke off the front of the bumper onto the neighbor's lawn.
You know, his hick grandfather was there somewhere. Like, oh, attaboy, you get him.
Well, he did use his grandfather's cane to, like, really thought this out. He got the keys from his grandfather's cane. But the thing that I'm thinking is my son is really short. So
most 4-year-olds are.
It's either you see over the steering wheel or you're on the gas pedal. It's not one or the other. Or it's not both. It's one or the other. Like, that's what surprised me the most. And he knew exactly how to.
It's probably why he was driving erratic.
Could be, but he knew exactly how to get to the gas station. And I don't know if he was able to actually buy the candy, though. Doesn't say. That's kind of the sad part of the story is I really want to know if there's a happy ending with his Reese's candy.
I think this kid's going places in life. Like, you know, the gas station.
He's determined.
Get Reese's.
He's a determined child.
Yeah. Smart little fucker.
All right, what do you got for me?
All right, we'll go on to our second story now, where we had a dead African-American child found outside of a New York park, which turned out not to be an African-American child, just a lifelike doll. Detectives swarmed the park, setting up a crime scene with the yellow tape and everything. It was discovered because a woman on a run discovered that the baby was laying face down in the park and looked light blue color. The baby was assumed to be 3 years old and was pronounced dead at the scene for undisclosed reasons. But I myself have figured out the reasons because it was a piece of fucking plastic and the cops are retarded and apparently did no investigations.
Okay, first of all, those lifelike dolls are truly lifelike and really creepy. But I want to know how this lifelike doll like automatically turns like blue.
Apparently it was a movie prop. For some kind of a Fear of the Walking Dead festival or something like that.
Okay, so it definitely had some life. It obviously it had to portray and look like a real doll, but I mean, how did this investigation go?
Well, how did 200 officers go from not knowing it's a doll and not an actual child?
I would be super pissed if I was living in this town and this is what I found out our resources just went to was 200 officers going to a doll, though.
Well, this isn't a town. This is New York City. This is supposed to be like some of the best police officers you think.
You know, at our finest.
Yeah, apparently not. It's one of the few times when they're actually trying to save somebody of African-American descent.
Well, rest in peace to her.
Let you go on to the next one.
All right. Well, speaking of dumb people, there was a Missouri woman. It was in St. Louis, Missouri. She was released from jail, and the woman gave her at the front desk, gave her directions as to how to leave, and they just told her, they said to basically you go down the right, haul elevator, go down the first floor, make a right, walk out of jail and you're free to go.
This should be pretty simple. You leave.
I mean, you'd think that this is pretty simple. Well, I feel like there's multiple steps this woman took to make this more complicated and just completely showed how idiotic she is. So she goes down the elevator to the first floor, but instead of pressing the first floor button, she just presses all the buttons and ends up on the fifth floor.
Like a kid in an elevator.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like, you know, kids with candy apparently. So it's hard to resist.
No, so, you can't eat elevator buttons though.
Yeah, so she goes and she gets off the fifth floor. She takes a fire exit, even though there's all kinds of warning signs on this door saying do not enter it. Because as soon as you get into the fire exit...
Yeah, typical fire exit. You don't enter.
Well, they lock. So they lock, and the only way they can get in is through staff. They have to be opened by staff. So she is moving from floor to floor trying to make noise. So since she's moving, people cannot, like, locate her. They don't know where this noise is coming from. But then she finally looks through a little hole on one of the doors on June 7th. This initially occurred June 5th. So we're 2.5 days later.
Everybody thought the place was haunted.
Yeah, apparently. You know, hearing noise through the walls.
In the walls.
So she finally gets rescued. She probably should have just stayed on one floor. You know, maybe found a window initially. I don't know. But again, she doesn't really sound like a very smart woman. They asked her if she was okay. Gave her food, water. She refused hospital treatment. All she said to them was, no, I just want to go home.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah. I wish it did. I really, me being nosy, I really wanted to know why she was in jail, but it didn't tell me this. The thing that I found the most, it was just odd part to me, is the correctional facility, they went and they apologized for this occurrence and then said that they were taking different steps. They're having the correctional officers walk them out now. Okay, first of all, does this happen more than just this time that you feel like you need to do this? That they're having to take different steps? Because otherwise, they could have just blamed her on being a complete idiot.
Yeah, it must. Otherwise, they wouldn't take any additional steps to tell people how to leave jail.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm leaving jail, I'm running out of there.
I wonder if she was initially taken to jail for breaking and entering and not leaving.
She should be one of those stories that, like, you know, you hear, like, breaking and entering, and then they, like, clean your house. I want one of those.
I don't think that's a real thing. That doesn't really happen.
I have heard this, and if somebody's going to break into my house, they just better clean it.
That's a bullshit story that, like, women dream up of.
I don't know.
So they no longer have to clean.
I mean, I wish I did not have to clean.
Yeah. All right, so on to the next. So got down in Alabama. Where it's a place where you can fuck your own cousin, but you can't share meth with your pet. A 35-year-old man, the police raided his place while he was out. So they get in there and they found a caged squirrel, which was his attack squirrel, which he's been sharing his meth with nobody really knows how long for sure. So he's going to jail for endangering an animal and all the methamphetamines and paraphernalia that he has. The squirrel was released and it's fine, except, you know, there have been reports of now, you know, a squirrel attacking people and sucking dick for meth.
That's lovely.
Last part was definitely up, but
yeah, I like the fact that he felt he needed an attack squirrel, like not an attack dog, an attack squirrel.
Well, like, you can do a lot with an attack squirrel. Somebody breaks in, you can just throw the squirrel at them. The squirrel's going to be confused, angry.
I mean, I've seen this in a lot of movies, but... Alright. We have an Uber driver that changed a veteran's life after she took him home and saw his deplorable living conditions.
I thought you were going to say dick.
Well, that would change his life, I'm sure. I mean, he's 89. I hope that everything functions still at 89. Don't know. But a 89-year-old veteran named Ronald Demner, he was discharged from the hospital and got an Uber to take him home because he did not have any family or caretakers that were taking care of him. Apparently, all of his family members.
He's 89. He's probably an asshole.
Well, his wife and family members have passed away since. So, I mean, there's that. He's
probably killed him.
Maybe. Apparently, well, I mean, he could have because the house was so filthy. There was mold in the bathrooms, no railings. The rugs have been soiled, and the dogs have done their business pretty much everywhere.
So he was a hoarder.
It sounds that way, but apparently it's because he couldn't move around very well. So they started, this Uber driver had started a Facebook page. She started a Facebook page. She said that she's a single parent. She really couldn't get out of the house a lot with her kids to help out with him. So she started a Facebook page asking for volunteers. They ended up, the group ended up getting over 800 members. People ended up helping clean the house, make repairs, stock the fridge, feed the volunteers. So they have removed all of his garbage, soiled carpet, and his deteriorated furniture, and now they're planning on repainting.
I know we're trying to be positive here, but that lady almost did nothing.
I mean, she started the process. She
types some stuff on a computer. She's kind of a lazy bitch.
I mean, she could have done more. Yes, I understand that. I feel like she could have got like a sitter if she really wanted to sit. Because apparently, in the article, they're calling her his guardian angel. I'd say the volunteers.
She did.
The volunteers were the guardian angels, if you really want to put it that way.
She's a lazy bitch and had a bunch of people do her own work for her.
And called herself the guardian angel.
Yeah.
I want to take credit like that. That's all I want to do.
That's what I've been doing my whole life.
You just go and make people do the work for you and then just say that you're somebody's guardian angel.
I usually don't call myself a guardian angel. That's a little bit too much, but yeah, basically the same thing.
Yeah, they went pretty far on that one.
So yeah.
That was your happy ending.
Basically, they got that place ready for the next person to move in after he dies.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen anytime. He's 89.
Yeah. All right. So
maybe she's trying to get it so she could be like in the will for the house. Then once it is sold, since it's all
maybe he has some money.
And she's trying to get a sugar daddy. That 89.
Did she also marry him?
She was single. Single parent.
Ooh.
She wants to be a sugar baby.
Is that what they call the women in that situation?
Yeah, the ones that are younger and get spoiled by the men.
I did not know that.
Sugar babies.
Learned a whole lot about my sister today.
I've never been a sugar baby. Right. I'd have a lot more in my bank account, I'm sure.
Nah.
You don't know.
I don't know if you're smart enough to take full advantage of it.
I mean, if I was a sugar baby, I'd be definitely taking full advantage of it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's all the time we have for today. So please join us next time where hopefully this all sounds a lot more professional.
Or not.
Yeah, probably not. All right, see ya.